More than 1,000 skilled aviators who served the United States during World War II are finally getting formal recognition for their service. This week, the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Three Alaskans are among their ranks, and one journeyed from Juneau to Washington for Wednesday's ceremony. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Ellen Campbell was about 20 years old when World War II broke out. She had a calling to fly and dreamed of perhaps being a stewardess. But then she found out about the elite WASP program, in which women were pilots.
I was called a test pilot, not the glamorous kind of experimental planes, but new planes had to have a certain amount of time on them, planes that had been damaged in accidents and so forth had to have a certain amount of flight time on them.
After earning her wings, Campbell was stationed in Jackson, Mississippi. She requested a twin-engine base because she liked powerful planes.
I just always thought it would be exciting to keep on going, although my favorite plane was the AT-6. And that one we had in advanced flight training when we got our wings. And it was an exciting plane because all of a sudden the horsepower was increased. And that was both exciting and somewhat intimidating.
That was 65 years ago. Ellen Campbell went on to marry, raise children, and move with her husband to Juneau. She volunteers at her church and helps women in prison. For years, there was minimal, if any, recognition of her service with the WASP. In fact, when the Air Force selected a handful of women for pilot training in the 1970s, it mistakenly touted them as the first. Campbell is now 88 years old, and her service is being recognized.
Today, we are gathered here in Emancipation Hall to honor the courageous patriotism of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, to honor them with the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest honor Congress can bestow.
That's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Wednesday's ceremony in the Capitol drew one of the biggest crowds ever for such an event. About 200 WASP made the journey to Washington of the 1,074 who served. Senator K. Billy Hutchison, a sponsor of the legislation to get them the gold medal, says during the war, they flew over 60 million miles, doing everything men did except combat.
All these women volunteered to serve our country in wartime. They paid their own way to Texas for training, and when the war ended, the program ended, they paid their own way back home. And those who were killed in action were buried by their families, often with contributions taken up by the women of the WASP.
The 38 women killed in action did not have the American flag draped over their caskets. Hutchison says Wednesday's ceremony tried to right some of those wrongs.
We are closing a circle today of unrecognized achievement that began with the Tuskegee Airmen and the Code Talkers, and today, the WASP.
Down we dive, spotting our flame from under, off with one hell of a roar.
During Wednesday's ceremony, Ellen Campbell reconnected with old friends. Six decades ago, when they were pilots, Campbell says some were single, some had husbands serving overseas, and some were young war widows, using that time for their vigil of grief. She says all bonded together for a greater purpose, which is finally being recognized.
It was immeasurably inspiring and exciting and deeply meaningful.
Today, over 64,000 women serve in the Air Force, and dozens of them were in the audience. Presenters used words to describe the WASPs, like fearless, formidable, spunk, and moxie. But Ellen Campbell has another legacy she strives for.
More than anything, I would like to inspire people in goodness and helpfulness and joy of life. That's where it is. It's there for us, each one.
Two other Alaskan women served with the WASP, Fairbanks's Ginny Wood and Nancy Baker, will be honored by Senator Lisa Murkowski next month when she travels north. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.